Can one say that to be born with brains is an issue of luck? And the argument being, you've got a great value without any effort or action on your part versus the guy next door, let us say, just has an average brain. And wouldn't you rather be the guy with the good brain than the bad one? Didn't you get the better deal and it was just luck? And this other guy was in a position where it was unfair that he was saddled with this inferior brain. Now, let's get rid of unfair. The purpose of moral judgment, including just, unjust, fair, unfair, is only to estimate and direct human choice, anyone's choice. It has nothing to do with evaluating natural facts. If you fall off a mountain, the fact of falling is not unfair. Now, it may be irrational of you to have, you know, gone up that high without precautions. And we could say that's irrational. And if you took your baby in your arms, we could say that's unjust. But you cannot say nature is, you can't say I was unlucky that the law of gravity applied to me. Luck and non-luck does not come within the sphere of any moral evaluation. If, for instance, again, there is a disease, a plague that is striking a country, and a lot of people get it and some don't, even though they take the same precautions, you cannot say it is unfair that I got it and he didn't. And therefore, we should equalize the situation by whatever, cutting off my leg to compensate for his double amputation. Luck applies to what is outside your choice and therefore is outside by that fact of moral judgment. Now, in any event, even if you get a good brain, that is not of any use if you simply let it idle. So the brain gives you a potentiality, but that's all it gives you at birth. And it's been estimated that something like 90% of our brain capacity is unused. So the real issue here is not how much capacity, but do you use what is in your capacity? And that is an issue of free will. Further, I want to add, if you are a moral person and you do use your brain to your capacity, that will not affect your happiness. Not if you conceive happiness in the objectivist sense as against the satisfaction without effort of any yearning you have. And the example of this is, for instance, Eddie Willers and Dagny in Atlas Shrugged, or Mike and Rourke in The Fountainhead. There is no implication that Mike, for instance, is doomed to a semi-happy life because he's not a hero or a genius on the level of Rourke. Your happiness is the achievement of your consistent code of values. And if your code is less demanding, that still means if it's within your capacity, that the product of achieving your values will be full happiness within what you can even experience as happiness.